Welcome to Knowledge of Salvation podcast. My name is Vytautas, and in this particular one, we'll be speaking about assessing your life and destruction of sin, and particularly with either people choosing to destroy sin by themselves, or sin will be destroyed, as Lord telling me, alongside with them. It is literally people's choice. And by the way, I want to mention this thing. You have to understand that some people would describe Word of God in the, according to their own wisdom, that all people wrote this. But you have to understand this, that it's written, Word became flesh, lived amongst us, which is Jesus Christ. So, Word of God, flesh form is Jesus Christ. So, written form of Jesus Christ is Word of God. And more particularly, original one, King James Version Bible. So, everything that's written in King James Version Word of God is representation of Jesus Christ, is representation of God, is representation what He is, what He is about, described. Including today's chapters of Lamentations 1 verse 1 to 22 and Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 45. So even these specific verses I will speak about, even this is part of what Jesus Christ is about. Now in Lamentations 1 verse 1 to 22, even though here it talks about destruction of Israel, and particularly not, how I should describe this, as well describing it's Jerusalem, but again, it also describes if in specific country people behaving sinful way, that country would be overthrown if people wholeheartedly rejecting God, removing Jesus Christ from their life, rejecting law of God, which is King James Version Word of God. And it's written, all His Word is His commandment. So all King James Version Bible is His commandment. And it's even written, Lord is crying me, that Word of God, with Jesus Christ is finished, He finished the law. He is the law. And because He is the law, King James Version Word of God is the law. So this specific one, even though it describes destruction of Jerusalem as so-called city, however, this is also, as Lord told me last night when I was preparing, that this is also a warning for America. And I already uploaded hand-in-hand two recordings of about America, which 508 one, Seeking Jesus, Fall of America, and World War III. Firstly, again, Lord calling people to Himself. And then judgments happening if people keep going that pathway. And if people still keep going that pathway, then 509th one is destruction of America, World War III, and then people will be seeking Jesus. And it's written, every knee shall bow before the Lord, acknowledging Him as Lord God. So, for Americans, again, one time I will remind us again, for Americans, every person that's in America, and even people from other countries in America, 508, 509 recordings in Rumble and Spotify, and in the end of the recording I will describe where other outlets are, is there. And including, I would recommend 507th one, which again, invasion, body invasion, what's happening, what's Satan's plan, 507th one I recommend to hear everybody from all around the world. And back again a little bit on the news, what's, just a little bit what's happening in the world, where in USA, specific individuals in government, they won't launch civil war. reports are again. I talk about in 507th recording what this invasion, what these injections were since 2020. So Leicester's news are that 80% miscarriages after these injections of women, 80% miscarriages. That's cult behavior. That's satanic behavior. And again, 507th recording, Lord described to me hand in hand on the recording and doing research beforehand what's happening in the world. So better pay attention. Yeah, better clean up your body from that thing. And don't take that witchcraft in your body, period. And many other things happening. For example, in Canada, they're forcing digital ID. They're speaking about QR code, and you don't have QR code, you can't leave city. Like all this. But again, cry as described. All do not marvel at this, because all these things shall come to pass before great and terrible day of the Lord, before His coming. We're seeing it. So, again. 507, 508, 509. Hear those recordings. You literally will be blessed. And Lord specifically told me, and in the past, no, he brought my attention to this, and I thought, well, maybe it's probabilistically. But he emphasized time and time again, and especially when I recorded 508, 509 wordings for America of World War III, leave America country. Relocate from there. And specifically, even it was told, even for his people, true Christians that following Jesus Christ, you better leave that place. Because World War III coming and massive destruction invasion coming. Literally, and if I can recall, in Jeremiah 51, as I described in 509th recording, it's described Turkey, Iran, and Russia attacking America. Literally. So, told that, now directly to point. Again, Lamentations 1, verse 1 to 22, King James Version. Again, even though it's speaking about Jerusalem, but it's also a warning for America. And overall, all this recording, it's also a warning for all nations. So it's depicted. Lamentations 1, verse 1 to 22, King James Version. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? Simply put, how city, specific location, is empty. How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princesses, princess among the provinces, how is she become tribunary? Tribunary, essentially, tribunary, it's like you giving tributes, like you giving as bribe for someone, like giving away your wealth, essentially. And widow was, lost a husband. What is our husband? Well, Jesus Christ, Lord God. So when people, again, it's, even though it's speaking about Jerusalem and destruction in the past, what happened? Why? Because people sinned, kept sinning, and God done destruction. And if I can recall, was attacked by enemy. And you can do your own research what happened there, but just briefly. But mainly because people sinned. And if I can recall, it's even described because individuals there, to them was commanded from the Lord, do not let heathens, pagans, those that worshipping false gods, in other words would be Satanists, whether they know it or not, people who worshipping false gods, they are Satanists, entered into a house of God, specific location where they should worship Lord God, and they done their own thing there, and that caused Lord to anger, and he done judgment. So likewise, as an example, America was blessed by the Lord, and now it's paganistic practices, satanistic practices all over the country. Country-wise, community-wise, entertainment-wise, movie industry-wise, you even modern gaming industry wise. And she becoming as a widow. Literally, Lord God departing from America. And and soon we will come, again, I mentioned in these recordings of 509 and 508. America will receive World War III if they keep going that pathway. For the depicted. Now, again, it's spoken here about Jerusalem, but it's also a warning for America and all other countries where they would be supporting America. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks among all her lovers. She hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously, deceitfully with her. They are become her enemies. And again, we're seeing in the world all major superpowers, they're rising in coalition with each other, like literally joining, and they all don't like America. And again, 508, 509 is their written future of America if they keep going pathway, keep projecting Lord God, keep projecting Jesus Christ, keep projecting King James Version Word of God, and keep sinning. For depicted, Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. America dwelling among the heathen. And specific locations in the world also dwelling among the heathen. So this is warning not just America, it's warning for every nation where people worshipping false gods. Where they're practicing, whether they know it or not, Satanism. And about that I speak from 19 to 48 recordings. What those branches are like. Of Satanism. Because Lord wanted me to know enemy first. So for the depicted, she findeth no rest. When simply put, when people dwelling themselves among the heathen, they finding no rest. Because our rest is with Jesus Christ, with the true and only God. And for the depicted, all her persecutors overtook her between the straits. Now, what is straits? Narrow passage of water connecting two seas or two other large areas of water. So simply put, this describes, and again, Lord told me ahead of time this. Tsunami waves coming from both shores on America if they keep going this way. Tsunami waves. From within would be Yellowstone volcano erupting. Massive earthquake obviously going to be happening when that happens. And on top of that, from both shores would be troops of worldwide superpowers invading America. And destruction happening. Because America rejected and forgot the Lord. For depicted, the ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feasts. Or, simply put, Lord God is mourning because none in America returning to Him. There are exceptions. Some people are still following Jesus Christ, but majority of America, like just last night I watched, sometimes when I after doing work, whether physical or mental in the daytime, I'm just turning on some, I like video games a little bit, not too much. I used to be, addicted on that thing, but now just like solely after the work part done of the day. And with the cars game, so just casually maybe hour to play. And in the background too, usually I would turn on some informative recordings where people speaking about some topic or something, and there are literally multitudes of woman in America that so brainwashed by feminism that they thinking they will find their prince charming, where in reality they just putting more gasoline in the fire for this hookup culture. And this is just one branch. Another branch is like there are these specific sites which I'm not gonna mention, but people pretty aware of this, where females do digital prostitution. And it's just horrible. And it's again, I already spoke about this, but for some people who don't know, and this is just one example, there's plenty of examples, and you say, but this really shows. There are a specific verse, I can't remember exactly where in the Word of God, but I already covered this in one of the previous recordings. If people, any territory, will worship false gods, so-called playing harlotry, prostitution against Lord God. So for example, if marriage is acceptable to Lord, but is not acceptable to prostitute yourself in the eyes of God. So if acceptable to follow Jesus Christ, not acceptable to Lord God when you're worshiping false gods. That's described as harlotry, prostitution against the Lord. So if people would prostitute themselves and play harlotry and worship false gods, what would happen to these people, wives and daughters? They would harlot themselves, literally. And what's happening in America and other parts of the world, wives and daughters prostituting themselves, and now in this age, digitally. Stop worshipping false gods and start teaching your children King James Version Word of God so they would understand seriousness of problem. And if people keep going that way, and again, flesh is weak, spirit is willing, if you're indulging in the flesh, you can be in strong bondage of sin to point where you forgetting the Lord, wisdom departs from your heart, wisdom of the Lord. An end of that pathway, for example, digital prostitution, would be death. And in America, again, another warning, even for this one, World War III. For depicted, all her gates are desolate, her priests sigh, her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Why? Because people don't know the Word of God, they would become bitter, to blaming God, but it's their fault. It's not Lord's fault. And false priests, satanic priests, teaching lies, deceiving many. Lord told, my people lost for lack of knowledge. What knowledge? Knowledge of King James Version, Word of God, not applied practically. Not worshipping false gods, not playing prostitution, not playing harlotry against the Lord. For depicted, her adversaries, now again, he's still here speaking about Jerusalem destruction in the past, but it's also a warning for America and worldwide. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper. Talking about military power, talking about other superpowers, like other country leaders. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. So it's not just one, it's a multitude of sins transgressing law of God. All King James Version Word of God is his law. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. So again, warning for America, warning for every place, including for places where they're supporting America and American way of life. And I'm not talking about America according King James Version Word of God. I'm talking about America against King James Version Word of God. That lifestyle. Sinful lifestyle. And from the daughter of Zion, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like hearts that find no pasture. No King James Version Word of God taught. And they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Strength is only in the Lord. And it's written, for when I weak, then He, Lord God, Jesus Christ, is strong. And it's written, oh, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. And He is King James Version Word of God. So through King James Version Word of God applied practically, you can do everything. If you're rejecting His law, rejecting Him, well, then you would be gone without strength before the pursuer. Persecution. Some people saw visions in America, if America keep going this pathway, would be persecution of Christians. Now, I don't know what that wasn't, because again, different country, different ties or no ties with America. World will be affected differently, different measure. Now, further depicted, Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her, the adversary saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. And what's happening now in the world, because massively world, I don't know how long, probably even more than I live, more than plus 30 years. It happening defamation of Christianity. Everywhere described, like all these people describing themselves as Christians, where they have nothing to do with Christianity through their lifestyle. And what happening, people mocking, oh, you're Christian, but you're doing this. Oh, you do this, but you do that. Oh, you done that way, but now you're saying you're this. Mockery happening already. And Christ told in the end time before His coming, mockers and scoffers will abound. It's happening. And it confuses people, and then younger people, if they watching all these idols and all this sort of nonsense in the whatever screens you're using to see information, are being confused what Christianity actually is. And when nobody taught teaching them, they lost for lack of knowledge. Lack of King James Version Word of God taught. For the picture, Jerusalem had grievously sinned, therefore she is removed. If America going that pathway, same happens. If any single nation in the world doing that, also will happen. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness, yea, she sighed and turned backward. And again, such individuals can't blame God, can't blame nobody but themselves. For their own sins, this judgment coming, if they not repenting, not returning to Jesus Christ in all their ways. Her filthiness is in her skirts, she remembered not her last end. What that describes? That describes people not remembering that if they keep going sinful pathway, they will die. They will perish, and gonna be all the judgments unleashed from the Lord. Anger of the Lord represented by that. For the picture, therefore, she came down wonderfully, she had no comforter. And again, our comforter is the Holy Spirit. If we abide in Christ, He abides in us. He's our comforter. If we're rejecting His law, rejecting Him, it's written, He departs from people. He lifts up His hand of protection so the enemy can do havoc. An enemy, Satan, comes for to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy had magnified himself. The adversary had spread out of his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she had seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary. Now, and again, it ties with 507th recording I uploaded about these injections since 2020. These bodies, flesh bodies, are temples of the Holy Spirit. So this is sanctuary of Holy Spirit. And what happened? Heathen, Satanists, through these injections, entering into sanctuary of Holy Spirit. And again, example, one of the articles, one of the news, that 80% miscarriages after these injections since 2020 in women. Massive deaths, blood clots, literally. It's bizarre. And why? Because government leaders and people who are responsible to protect people's lives and actually take care of people's health been bribed and let Satan enter into Holy Spirit temples via these injections and do damage, do stealing, killing, and destroying. So it's not Lord's fault, it's people's fault that they let these things in them. And again, you again, there's this word responsibility. I remember people would be telling me, well, everybody in the world, they're moving on, they're having families, they're having their lives, this and that, and you should be responsible. Like, oh yeah, well, how about this, how about responsibility, not letting in your temple of Holy Spirit enter these injections since 2020, how about that responsibility? You're responsible what enters your body that provided to you from the Lord. You're responsible for your own decisions. And unknowing do not let you away from your responsibility. So if you don't know it, you're still responsible for your actions, for your choices. So how about world leaders and every single segment of society, how about you not let Satan enter these injections or any of these neuralinks or any of these chips in the body? How about that responsibility? Because if you will allow that, what's going to happen? Your life will be stolen from you. Massive deaths going to happen. And massive destruction going to happen. And again, I speak in 507th recording about digital ID, a specific signal, and how that would be affecting people that submitting to this satanic program that's happening in the world since 2020. The adversary had spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she had seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, temple of Holy Spirit, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. So Lord commanded that heathen, or in other words, Satanists, should not be allowed enter into his sanctuary, house of God. So right now, Lord commanded, whether you know it or not, Lord commanded that you, every person's responsibility, you should not allow Satanists enter into flesh, even through these injections, even through these chips, even through this Neuralink or whatever else technology would be, Mark of the Beast injected in the body. Your duty not to not allow this, and your duty protect even your children, your family, so they would not have that in their bodies. So how much more this is responsibility of the government? How much more this is responsibility of every corporation, CEOs, and administration in there? Exactly. For depicted, all her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for me to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. What happened since 2020? If you don't have this in your body, you can buy or sell. And you have to have this passport, and you have to have this injection and proof that you had it. Good Lord. That's life from pits of hell. And many people felt it. Oh, what's going to happen? If I'm going to have this, I'm not going to be able to have my job. This whole thing since 2020 was a scam to inject people with AI, inject people with graphene oxide that extracted from hell, from demon's dimension, through CERN Hadron Colliders. And again, 507th recording, I speak all about them there. I hear that one. And I even attached three recordings, which interesting if that would be YouTube, which thank God I know more in that stuff. In YouTube, if I would add that, they immediately would issue warning, community guidelines warning, you can't do this. All this nonsense. Like YouTube works now this way that you can warn the people. You can't provide them informative information what's actually happening in order to protect their health, to protect the temple of Holy Spirit. It's ridiculous. But since I'm not in that one, I can speak everything. And Lord specifically told me back in 2021 or 22, I can't remember, like when they issued me like 11 or whatever warnings, which is ridiculous. Not even describing what's about. Can't even rewind video with what not fitting them or whatever, but I don't care about that one anyway. And Lord told me, YouTube is no longer a place for these messages. At all. For the depicted. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger? And Lord specifically told us, the ones that love their lives shall lose it. The ones that lose their lives for my name's sake shall find it. And what happened? Many that loved their lives, received these injections, died. The ones that rejected these injections were persecuted mentally for 4 years, even by their own family members, called crazy, you need to go to a psychologist, you need to go there, you need therapy, your life moving away, all this nonsense. And now we are actually looking the ones that knew better, not by ourselves, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether people would admit it or not. You can't change the fact. So Lord told. I was warned about this ahead of time, and we've seen it happening 4 years straight. For the depicted, from above, had he sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed against them. He had spread a net for my feet. He had turned me back. He had made me desolate and faint all the day. Now, even though it's speaking about Jerusalem destruction in the past, if I can recall like 580 BC or something like that, like around that time. However, this specific verse describes again what happened in 2020 after these injections. People had fever, sent fire. Some people died, prevailing against them. Net for their feet, literally captured in a bondage. Oh, you have to take this or you lose your job. Oh, you have to take this, you can't buy or sell. He had turned me back. He had made me desolate, desolation, and faint all day. What happened to people that received these things? Fainting all day. Some people 3 days in a row. Not to mention this virus that happened since 2020. Again, in India with the CRISPR, they found that It's five viruses stitched together, and now they're finding there's even more branches hidden in its complex mixture. And it's in laboratory made. And as far as I understand, it was made in USA, transported through Ukraine into China. And from China it got out. Exactly. And what you're seeing in these locations within America, well, pretty much what's happening there, it's chaos. What we're seeing in Ukraine, war, Russian invasion. What we're seeing in China, well, as far as I can tell, there were massive weather patterns. And on top of that, a plague. Now, I don't know specifics, even politically or whichever, you know, sphere you take, what even more happened, but news reflecting those locations. Further depicted, the yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand, they are wreathed and come upon my neck. He had made my strength to fall. The Lord had delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. That pretty much describes since 2020 situation. Not to mention America warning of the civil war that would be upcoming if people keep going this pathway, and then World War III. Attacked by Iran, Turkey, and Russia. And again, I speak about this in 508, 509 recordings. So all you in America, you better hear those. For depicted. The Lord had trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. So talking about destruction, all mighty men. So it's leaders and even military. And I remember very clearly, now Trump spoken about this for quite some time, and there were articles about this, that there are rumors about martial law, and I actually seen Vision back, I think, in 2015. Again, I'm briefly going to describe this one now. So in this vision, again, I'm in the spirit through Holy Spirit there, and I'm simply in this hospital lobby. Like, doors are automatically going sideways, you're entering in this lobby of, like, hospital-like. Four American soldiers with American outfit of military, assault rifles below, like, boots, you know, the whole thing. And to me, it was told from Holy Spirit, they are there to shoot on sight, to protect, and nurses in there running to and fro, administration workers, like, literally, like, a lot of commotion, a lot of things to do. On the news, there's report in specific network that alien, which I know it's, Lord told me it's demons, so demonic spacecraft landing on USA soil. And to me, was told that in streets we're gonna be unsafe. Looked to me like outside is darkness. I did not see light. And if I can recall, Lord described to me that words were martial law. Now, many things was not told to me, but was pretty clear. And this describes there, the Lord had trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. So it speaks about like invasion. He had called an assembly against me to crush my young men, which again I spoke of about this in previous recordings, 509, America Destruction World War III, which would be older men dying in war, younger men in streets. If people keep sinning, keep going that pathway. Keep rejecting Jesus Christ and his law. King James Version, Word of God. For depicted, the Lord had trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. Wine press is described in the Word of God, judgment, and describes death. For Lord had enough with sin in that point. For these things I weep, mine eye runneth down with water, cryings, obviously, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. Talks about Jesus Christ, talks about Lord God, talks about the Holy Spirit. So Lord removing his hand of protection and removing himself from the people. And it, when I studied Word of God, it described when he does that, sometimes he does it for people who still follow him, sometimes he, again, spend majority of time doing for those people that constantly rejecting him. As a test to see what people gonna do. Are they gonna return to Christ or not? Are they gonna hold on him or not? And further depicted this, my children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Now it describes orphans. Simply put, where people constantly sinning, gonna be multitudes of children that are gonna be left without parents. And if I can recall, Ken Peters, his testimony, I saw tribulation, what he described it in America, if people keep going this way, rejecting Christ, rejecting Word of God, rejecting his law, if they're rejecting Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? Many children will be left, just parents leaving children. And then, obviously, in war case, many children will be left orphans to the point where their parents dying suddenly in war. If people keep going, sinful lifestyle, keep rejecting Christ. For the depicted, now what I would like to say is this, that the Lord reminded me specific visions, which I'm not going to tell because it's too horrific. But I'm going to say this because some things he allows me to say, sometimes he tells me to hold some things. Some people, as he's describing, some people, this comes specifically for children that follow Jesus Christ. Some of his people are in specific locations to the point that they would help prepare for the end and that their parents might would have chance to return to Christ. And Lord described me this, that even as though if those parents are the most stubborn against the Lord, because if those parents would not be returning to Christ, would be massive debts. And it's not nice not to say this, but again, I'm not going to sugarcoat, I'm going to tell how it is. So furthermore depicted, Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. The Lord had commanded concerning Jacob that his adversary should be round about him. Jerusalem is a ministrous woman among them. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow, my virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. And again, many times in Word of God depicted, if people keep sinning, one of judgments from Lord would come. If they keep rejecting Christ, keep rejecting God, keep rejecting King James Version Word of God, keep rejecting him, one of judgments from Lord would come, people going in captivity and carried in the country and literally be in a place where they don't know your language. For the depicted, I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city, while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. One thing this describes, how false priests, false wise people, satanic ones, obviously, but didn't know it or not, including the ones that following false doctrines, also called religions. If they keep going that pathway and rejecting Jesus Christ and King James Version, Word of God, His law, they deceiving, they are deceived, and if they keep going that pathway of deception and lies, which again, Satan is father of lies, so they're following Satan, they would die while they're seeking to please their flesh. Because again, no matter how much you please your flesh, it will not relieve your soul. Only Jesus Christ can relieve your soul. For depicted, behold, O Lord, for I am in distress, my bowels are troubled, mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled abroad, the sword breathed, at home there is death. So if people, with their actions, rebelling against Jesus Christ, everywhere around would be happening war and deaths, and in the home would be death. For the depicted, they have heard that I sigh, there is none to comfort me, all mine enemies have heard of my trouble, they are glad that thou hast done it, thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. And that's what's happening in the world. People think, oh, nothing happening, oh, another day, majority, that tend to these false doctrines and the Satanism, whether they know it or not. Like, oh, look at these Christians, look at this, oh, why is that happening, where's God there, why he's not helping, blah, 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 all these mockings, all these pointings of finger. And honestly, Lord even described to me that some people now starting to do, falling away from him, when they're pointing at the people of what they used to do in the past. And you can do that. You can laugh from other mistakes from the past. You can laugh from others. And it's written, lest the Lord would live that thing with judging these people and put it on you. Because see, Lord does not have any pleasure that wicked to perish, but that wicked come unto repentance to stop sinning and returning to Jesus Christ and applying all King James Version Word of God practically in their lives. The Lord has no pleasure in that at all. And we should not have pleasure in that either at all. Because vengeance is His and also recompense. That He is not willing that any wicked would perish, but all fully would come to sin no more, stop sinning, and start following Jesus Christ daily, applying King James Version Word of God practically. Obviously, they need to be taught it. Whether reading it, they would read it or hear it. Somebody ought to teach it. And now further in Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 45, and you can read the whole thing, but Lord, sometimes, because they have prepared specific things ahead of time as Lord commanded, sometimes He tells to me take the whole chapter, sometimes as this time from specific verse, specific segment, and it's rare that He does it that way. But again, Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 45, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because of His compassions fail not, because His compassions fail not. Again, this is from King James Version again. So His mercy is that people sinning, and he's still not, I tell how it is, that he's still not making them die right that and there. That he has compassion, he has mercy, and he waiting that people would stop sinning and return to Jesus Christ and return to King James Version Word of God and apply it practically. That's his mercy. If he would not have no mercy, every single person in the world, when they're sinning, they would die right that and there. But that's why he sent Jesus Christ, so people would have a chance. You know, many people put all these dates, me included, and Lord told me, even to me specifically, and to other people specifically, to not put on dates. Whenever he has time to return, he has time to return. But I believe that's why, and this clearly came to me not so long ago from Lord, that he will wait as much as long as possible, even to the very last second. And which I understand, as he described to me, specific events coming where would be millisecond precision and then death to the whole planet. One of them, again, beyond the star system, multitudes of planets which already captured by FAA cameras in America, and these frames being removed by these companies, but unsuccessfully because some people have already evidence, multitudes. So there's multiple planets already mixing with the system, and one of them specifically has its planetoid body spinning around it, and it's, if I can recall, 4 times bigger than Earth. And when it comes close proximity to Earth, it bringing with itself from Kepler belt and asteroid belt asteroids and meteors, is going to be landing and impacting the Earth. It's going to be total destruction of the Earth by fervent heat up to 3,550 degrees Celsius. And that's why you see these people in the world. They're making these bunkers, they're making these hideouts. Other ones want to escape to Mars, which... Some of them want to be closer to Saturn and Jupiter where he is. But again, 507th recording is there. You can hear that one in there. And I added, again, links there so you can hear sources from where this information came and test it yourselves. So again, if it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Now again, all of this is still part of Jesus Christ, because all King James Version Word of God is him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So it's your duty to wait for Jesus Christ while actively participating, working with your hands, whichever Lord appoints you. Not what men appointing you, not what females appointing you, what Jesus Christ appointing you. To the soul that seeking him. So you have to also seek Jesus Christ. How are you seeking him? King James Version Word of God. Reading or hearing it, applying it practically. And he will tell you what to do, when's time to work, when's time to rest. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Live a quiet life. Mind your own business. It's also written in the Word of God. So hoping in Jesus Christ, actively participating, living a quiet life, not participating in the wicked, sinful lifestyle. It is good for a man, and again, man is mankind, male and female. So it's a good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he had borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smited him. He is filled full with reproach. Simply put, if you in young days, and there are some people mocking back, even if it's your family mocking you, and they're still not yet in Jesus Christ, your duty is to mind your own business, live quiet lifestyle, work with your hands, read King James Version, Word of God, apply it practically, follow Jesus Christ daily, forgiving one another, loving one another, helping one another, helping poor and needy, visiting widows, fatherless orphans, staying unspotted from the world. Don't seek fame. Just plowing on, just keep working. Be silent, live quiet lifestyle, don't go in these stupid clubs where a satanic practice is being done. Because anybody that goes in clubs are literally there not for anything good, but to do evil. And bad company corrupts good habits. So if you're in the places where people are behaving like that, nothing good gonna come out of that. So we have to live a quiet lifestyle. And there's gonna be maybe hope for you. If you, again, maybe means it's still your choice. You, again, free will. But if you want something good to come out from the Lord for your life, you have to practice that. And seek the Lord, even in every single thing you do, say, or think. Even if people smited you, even reproaching you, angry at you, blaming you, persecuting you, calling you names, calling you mentally insane, or whatever the thing is, doesn't really matter. You're responsible for your decisions. Other people not responsible for your decisions. Likewise, these injections 2020. You're responsible that none of that garbage injections would enter your body. Because your choice is free will choice, but your duty is to not allow Satan enter the temple of Holy Spirit in any shape or form. For the depicted, for the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, for he doth not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth. That's right, this planet is a prison. And it's depicted in the Word of God that God of this world, from small g, is Satan, of this system. But overall, our Lord God is Jesus Christ. God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, so that everyone that believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And believe means commit your life to Christ, practically. Whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you say, how you behave, how your character is, how you communicate with other people, helping others, loving others, loving one another, helping one another. For the picture, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High. So thinking righteous in your own eyes, Lord will crush that thing, and you're not going to be righteous in your own eyes. All these people thought that they are more wiser than God. Where they are now? They dead. They in hell. Pride of life is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Lord God, not of the Father, Lord God, but is of the world. This world, all these systems, all these wicked systems, is from Satan. For depicted, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Now, subvert, what is that? Overturn or overthrow from the foundation. So, mankind, male and female, when they, again, outside of Jesus Christ, when they're doing their own thing, thinking they're wise in their own eyes, Lord overthrows the thing from the very foundation. And Lord does not approve anything that is against Jesus Christ. For depicted, who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commanded it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain a man for the punishment of his sins? And that's why they try and do this ChatGPT and all this AI stuff, making their own god from obviously still from a small g false god. And that's why they're pushing these injections into people, graphite oxide into people, that cable transfer 1,000 times more data than most powerful computer with 1% of energy that human body provides, a heart, constantly creating, literally a generator. And that's why they're building all these 5G systems everywhere, all these towers, because they want jacking people in the system, so this AI would be like crystal ball, and would be able to predict present, past, and future. And Lord told me specifically that's why fervent heat coming to destroy every single trace of AI. Because in Word of depicted, words as power. So if Satan can manipulate this thing, that's what his ultimate plan. So he would be worshipped as false god. And every word is power, according to God. So when people would be speaking with one accord, with this AI injecting in them, free will removed, that literally shifts the whole planet. That shifts the whole dimension, that the whole this reality. And God will not allow this. So no matter what these people are doing in the world, it really doesn't matter. They can try. Which for a portion, small portion of time given, try play God, but they are not God. They're not Jesus Christ. Only He overcame the world. And Satan hates it. That's why persecution of true Christians is happening. That's why this truth being censored in specific outlets in the world. Because Satan hates the truth. And everybody that's following Satan, they hate the truth. But we must love even these people. Love one another. And forgiveness. It's required if you follow in Christ. And then some people would say, again, and we hear in the world is, out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. God is not evil. He is only good. He is only loving God. Yeah, well, tell that for America that recently had multitudes of tornadoes. Tell that God is only good and not judging. I don't know, to France that had these calamities happening, or Germany calamities happened, or tell that, to Iran, where it sure even painted all in red, an atmosphere. Or maybe tell that to America in 9/11, where specifically told from the Lord not let these Satanists enter the Temple of Holy Spirit, even enter the sanctuary. America blessed by the Lord was, and the governments willingly allowed all these destruction or these terrorist attacks happen. Tell that to the Lord. Like, it's only loving. No, he's also God of judgment. And one of the judgments and same time tests was this 2020, these injections. And it's written in the Revelation book, first seal. Conquering and conquer. Crown and bow. Crown was displayed and bow these injections with the toxin. And his word is him. So what you're seeing in the world, Christ manifesting via these events. So you can tell that, you really can tell that Christ does not exist, or that he is just loving. He's also God of judgment. Because here's the thing, and it's very simple as this. If you say that God does not exist, Christ does not exist, where's the proof? Well, if you're saying that, then automatically you're saying that 2020 injections and this plague did not happen. Yet it did. And because it did, it's part of Christ. So Christ is real also. See, you can't deny it. Especially you can't deny this thing for families whose family members died because of these injections. Exactly. So you can't deny Christ. He's real. And for depicted, wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? How many people in the world blaming God for punishment on their own sins because of lack of knowledge? No one teaching them why these judgments are happening, and then they blaming God. Instead of blaming God, they should do research. Okay, begin. Every single person, well, not every single one, there's exceptions, those who truly follow in Christ, but majority of population with one accord now are more than ever intellectual. Okay, if you're intellectual, what you should do in-depth research, what King James Version is about, why are these judgments happening, and do history search, script search, King James Version search, and take a really good look why these things are happening, what people, how people behaving, and what effect of that causality. And I guarantee you 100% in King James Version Word of God you will find every single answer through your intellectual research. Because many people, even scientists in the world, those that outside of this satanic scientific dogma, those that do their independent research, finding proof of God, finding proof even in human DNA inscribed Yahweh, his initials, even some people finding now in chromosomes that literally people have another chromosome that being activated once you starting truly following Jesus Christ, and it's specifically responsible for healing or so-called regeneration. Some people, even through that, came back to life. But you can do your own research about that one. And so all these proofs are everywhere. All need to do just research. And that's exactly why in the world there's already articles that they want to literally ban independent research. Like, they don't want you to do your own research. They want to do research for you. Now, that to me sounds like Satanism dogma. Literally. They admittedly saying, whether they understood it or not, what they said, that they want to dumb you down. Now, Jesus Christ don't want to dumb you down. He want you to do your own research. And as he's saying, observe carefully. Do your own research. Observe everything carefully. Because when I was in the world, in these world systems, when I would do research according worldly ways, again, in the past I was in this Catholicism nonsense. If you try do it through worldly systems, you will eventually gonna have lack of evidence, and you will come of your own conclusion from your own wisdom. But once you, okay, time to do different research, I'm leaving this world system behind, and I'm gonna do observe carefully every single thing. What I don't understand, okay, I'm gonna do research what that is, and eventually King James Version, Jesus Christ himself, explains what is true, what is not, and he gives all the evidence. And again, you abide in him, he abides in you. You're truly seeking what Jesus Christ is. Holy Spirit just gives you answers. What where is, what's where located, and multiple times. Then I do research, like he would be saying to me, do research, for example, about Antarctica, about Nazi, all these laboratories, or specific location, what's there. No, do research what that part is. He gives me all the answers. Every single time. Sometimes I would not be even asking for a long time following him. He just gives me information. He gives me information even during recording these teachings, these podcasts. And surely enough, Word of God is totally understandable, which I couldn't do in the world system, because world system full of lies, full of deception, infiltrated by Satan. As a matter of fact, Bishop El Marbre Emmanuel, he recently was attacked, which glory to God, he protected him. Jesus Christ protected him. And he described that this world it's in this world, church was infiltrated by Satan. And if I can recall, and you should do your own research, I think there's a podcast show called Valuetainment, if I can recall. And there he was in one of the podcasts, like 2 hours, something like very long. Oh Lord, so much intel there. And God is giving information right there on the spot. You don't have to prepare anything, he just gives. Now you have to do your own duty, whatever Lord says, but you don't have to pretend he gives to you what to say in the moment. So again, do not complain if you're receiving judgment. Now, if you truly follow Jesus Christ, if judgment comes, first of all, judgment will begin in the house of God. And second of all, and Lord told me one of the things why that happening, because Lord gives judgment for his people, those that follow Christ, so that when time comes, you already survived sorrow. And when other people around you happening, you could explain to them and comfort them. That's why he's able to comfort us, because he went through all of these persecutions, attacks, and eventually death. And then he resurrected, obviously, ascended to heaven. And if we follow him, it will happen to us as well. Now, who's gonna perish and then will be resurrected from the grave through Christ Jesus, and who will survive, it's up to him, and will be raptured while being alive. But our duty to follow Christ, nevertheless. Doesn't matter which end we're gonna have. And a second thing, so first of all, judgment will begin in the house of God. And second thing, what happens to his people, because God tests your heart, and then after he tested your heart, then you will receive blessing from him. Then you will receive it. And then third thing, why it happens for people who sinning judgments. Well, it happens for them because they rejecting Christ, keep sinning. And when it happens, they looking for answers, and we have them for them. Those that truly follow Christ and including endured all this judgment. And by no means, again, Lord reminding me this, if you see sinner and he being judged, do not mock him. If you truly follow Christ, do not mock him. Do not laugh at him. Have compassion on him, forgiveness, and love. And if need be, if Lord moves your heart, help. You can't laugh from people who suffering. You really can't. Not to mention, you can't laugh from people or point fingers, look what these people done in the past. You can't do that. If you truly follow in Christ, you can do that stuff. Because it's written, do not judge, lest you be judged. Further depicted, let us search and try our ways. Now again, everything written in, even in Lamentations 3. Whole King James Version Word of God even. It's what Christ is like, what he's about. So it's written. Treat this as Christ telling this. Simply put. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. You have to self-assess your life, what's acceptable to the Lord, what's not, and continue doing what's acceptable to the Lord and stop doing what's not acceptable to the Lord. It's your own duty, your own responsibility to stop sinning. King James Version Word of God, whether you read it or hear it, teaches that. To understand what's acceptable, what's not, how you should behave, how you shouldn't. And it's written, and turn again to the Lord. So, it's not talking to people who's holy their whole life, because none of us are holy. We all sinners, that's why we need Christ, that's why we need him. So you sinned, and now you're stopping sinning, and you're returning to Jesus Christ in all your ways. By your own choice, by your own will, by your own action. Further depicted, let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. So you can lift your hands all day long, but if you're doing this to false gods, or you're doing it in vain, God will not hear it. But you have to lift up your heart with your hands. So first of all, it starts with your heart. And man's heart, mankind, male and female, is evil constantly. So first acknowledgement you have to understand, your heart is evil. While you're in this flesh, your heart is evil. Once you're realizing that, you have to firstly in your heart humble yourself and lift up your hands, lift up your heart with your hands unto God in the heavens, Jesus Christ. We have transgressed and have rebelled, so you have to acknowledge that you did, sinned and rebelled against the Lord. Thou hast not pardoned. Now, pardoned is forgive or excuse. Now, he forgives for those who sincerely come to him. So, he is nor deaf nor blind. He can see when you've in vain praying and or praying to false gods, or when you're sincerely praying and repenting, stopping sinning. He's not a dummy. Jesus Christ is not a dummy. He understands. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. So why bad things happening to people who sinning? Because it's representation of anger of the Lord and his persecution to us. Because people rebelling against the Lord, living wicked lifestyle, even doing digital prostitutions, worshipping false gods, pushing these injections since 2020, and many other things. And Word of God King James Version describes all of them. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us, thou hast slain, thou hast not pitied. See, if people keep sinning, if they keep rejecting Jesus Christ, keep rejecting Word of God, King James Version, keep rejecting God, God will not pity and people will be dying. So you can't say that, oh, he's just God of love. No. He's also God of judgment. And you have to treat it as this. Now, by no means I'm not God. None of us are. None of us are Jesus Christ. But you have to treat this as this. We made an image of God. Every single person in this planet have a different barometer of a specific threshold, specific tipping point of patience for any shape or form wicked behavior towards us. Once that parameter is done, it's done, baby. Some people are more violent than the others. So we have to treat this as this. We made an image of God. If we have that barometer, if we have that threshold tipping point, so does God. And if we so-called overflow our cup with sin, he gonna say, okay, had enough? Has the judgment. Same goes for America, same goes to every nation, same goes to every single person. For the depicted, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. So, in the midst of judgment, to the point it would come where Lord Nina not hearing people's prayers. And again, if you're praying for saints, angels, if you're praying for false gods, God not hearing these prayers. Only to God in Jesus Christ's name. That's it. But it's your duty to same time stop sinning. And for the fact that thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. And Lord gave me this word, outcasts. So why specific people on the face of this earth having that? Well, because this is judgment from the Lord for our sins. Different people have different level of judgment, I assume. So again, it's up to people to stop sinning, up to people to return to Christ by assessing their life. And again, whether you're choosing to destroy your own sin by your own choice and following Jesus Christ daily, or if you're choosing to keep rebelling as the Lord, he will destroy sin along with you. It's simple as that. So again, what you have to do, practically, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believe in him in his finished work on cross, his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven. Understand he washed away our sins, made atonement for your soul, no more atonement is going to be done. He done already stuff on the cross. He done it. Understanding that you should confess your sins to God in Jesus Christ's name and choose daily to sin no more, for his daily race striving towards Jesus Christ and following him daily. How to do so? Study Word of God, King James Version, original translation from Hebrew to English, and daily know you do think or say applied practically. Reject Mark of the Beast, which is anything in any shape or form without which you can bar or sell and interface with your body. Reject it. Doesn't matter how good it sounds or looks, reject it. Preach and teach in how Lord appoints you, all Word of God, King James Version, and lead people to Jesus Christ, for Word of God, King James Version, is in flesh Jesus Christ, so written form of Jesus Christ is Word of God, King James Version. Pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape tribulation in rapture, that's timing is on him whenever it happens. How to pray. You have to pray to God according King James Version Bible, which is will of God, according to his will. To God in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part doubt, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. His will be done, not ours. And you don't have to pre-think what you say to him, how nice it should sound, which copy-paste, none of that nonsense. You have to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name. Again, just praying with your mouth, with your lips, from your heart, according to his word, King James Version, and tell God how it is. He is nor deaf nor blind. If you need something, you have to ask from God. And of course, we have to help others in need, visiting widows, orphans, fatherless, staying unspotted from the world. And of course, if you're too far from that person, you still want to help, you have to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name that the help for that person would be provided. Again, God not playing games. Again, it's up to people. People, and that's the thing, you know, that's the true meaning of responsibility. Like, oh, you're not responsible. Yeah, show me how you're responsible, how you're stopping sinning in your life. Mm-hmm. It's our own choice. One day, and the Lord told me many times, one day at a time, for example, today is the day, whenever you hear this recording, today is the day, what today you can do for Jesus Christ, how you can help others, how you can love one another, help the poor, help the needy, visiting widows, fatherless orphans, staying unspotted from the world, not seek fame, what you can do today for Christ. And choose to not sin. It's that simple. Following Christ daily. Jesus Christ, Lord God. It's your responsibility. And time comes again. Signs all over the world, events happening all over the world, prophecies from Word of God being revealed literally in reality. He's coming, rapture happens, sudden snatching out from imminent danger, 0.2 seconds and we will be with the Lord. And I've seen a glimpse of new heaven, new earth, 1,000-year reign with Christ, going to be amazing. Anti-gravitational vehicles, practical travel, everything available to everybody, no wicked schemes, none of this WFO of economic forums, WHO, none of this nonsense is going to be existing. And everybody will have resources to do what they are there to do from the Lord. Whichever area, everything will be provided from the Lord. I've seen it. And people who in the world, for them, it's gonna sound nonsense. It's their choice. But people who will hear will understand. And especially those who do their own research. So again, if you like this video, press follow, subscribe, so you would know when I will upload next recordings from the Lord whenever He appoints, and press like as well so other people can find this content via algorithms. Feel free to comment down below on Rumble. Again, if it's some nonsense comment, some scam, Lord tells to me what is truth, what is lie, I'm just blocking, deleting thing. That's it. If it's something from sober mind to know, obviously I will answer. As well, share this with your friends, relatives, or co-workers that are looking for these topics, want to understand this more. Knowledge of Salvation podcast can be found on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, and Pocket Casts platforms. Other brothers and sisters in Christ, their channels, Discord server, the one that Lord appointed me to do. Projects that they're working with, how to support me. Again, if you want to do directly, you can contact me to through Gmail, Discord, and Skype. Those contacts in the description are going to be. If I'm fitting, companies is fitting for place you're looking for, collaborate and do work together, sure, contact me. We can arrange stuff together. As well, messages from the Lord and world events updates, all these links in the description section are going to be down below. Thank you for watching. I hope you learned a lot. And well, until rapture happens, I will see you in the next one.